Officials say the so-called property tax freeze enacted on local government by state government is part of the problem. Wisconsin Counties Association Executive Director Mark O'Connell says counties have no place to cut costs. O'Connell says programs mandated by the state are underfunded, leaving the property tax as the only alternative to pay for the rest.
What is going to happen is that counties across the state are going to be forced to choose which state mandate, requirement, statute, program, function, directive we will not perform. Which will we violate? Because there is simply insufficient dollars to carry out all of the state's programs at the quality level the state demands.
O'Connell says several counties are in dire straits because of the freeze. Those include La Crosse, Clark, Jackson, and Ashland counties. But he says all will be in the same boat soon. He says the idea being discussed is for all counties to work in concert and pick one mandated function they'll refuse to perform.
It would be more advantageous if counties looked at a particular area and focused on that as something that jointly we simply cannot afford to perform and try to start a conversation with the state about properly funding some of these functions.
La Crosse County Board Chair Steve Doyle expects other counties will join his county in refusing to fund an as yet unnamed state mandate. But Doyle says if they have to go it alone, they will.
The state has asked way too much to be done, has set its priorities instead of allowing us to set our priorities, and it just can't work that way. Years ago, it used to be a partnership. It's not a partnership anymore. It's a dictatorship.
At the top of Doyle's list of programs not to fund is the new stormwater runoff program, even though Doyle says it may be a good program.
When you have to cut funds for everything across the board, whether it be, you know, child abuse investigation, elder care, and so forth, quite honestly, stormwater ranks quite a ways down on my list of priorities. So I'm not going to stop investigating child abuse so we can look for stormwater runoff around the county.
Doyle says the county will decide what to do as it completes the budget process in the next couple of months. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.